Thank you so much for keeping it locked on to Rise FM Mid-Mornings. It's All Things Book Review, and we are joined by the author for The Shattered Mirror, Growing Up in an Abusive Home, McDonald M. Mailula. Welcome to Rise FM.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
We had quite a lengthy off-air, just getting to know each other, but I look at this book and I look at the title, and the first thing that came to mind for me was, what made you want to pen down this book?
For me, penning down the book is that I needed to speak more about what's happening in the background in households.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those people that grew up in a household where people saw it as a warm home.
Mm-hmm.
But in the background, there was a lot of abuse that was happening towards the people that I love and I care about, which are my parents.
Yeah.
And it's something that is happening in a lot of houses that people don't know how to speak about.
Mm.
They don't know how to voice it because it's a taboo to speak about what's happening in someone's roof.
Mm. You're right. But I think, you know, as somebody who saw it.
Yes.
What was going through your mind at that time? And I mean, you were much younger than you are now.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind?
For me, I never understood it. It never made so much sense until now when I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was young, my parents would be abusive towards one another.
Mm.
But when they come out of the bedroom, they are happy, they're smiling, we are okay as kids. But what happens, you can see in both adults that their eyes are filled with tears because of what was taking place in the bedroom.
Mm.
But in our eyes, they needed to pretend and act like everything is okay while it's not.
Yeah.
So that also built up anger and trauma to me as a child. I can say and speak on behalf of my siblings because it happened also to them.
Yeah.
So they saw it, especially me and my older brother.
Mm.
So my little brother and little sister never saw it. They just heard it when people are speaking about it when my parents are normal.
Yeah.
Yes.
What does that do to you as a child, especially as a man?
Yes.
You know, somebody who one day will have his own family. What does it do to you mentally, especially as you're then growing up, you're going into society and you're meeting somebody and you're thinking, I might want to share my life with this person.
Yeah.
What does that do to you? Because, I mean, really, we get the idea of marriage or what it's supposed to be from our parents.
Yes. It destroys you. It destroys you as a person. It destroys you as a man. It's worse when you're a man.
Yeah.
Because we have been raised like a man doesn't cry. And then when you don't cry, you bottle things up. And when it happens, and then you explode on the wrong people. You end up bleeding on the wrong people. You end up being abusive without realizing that you are abusive.
Yeah.
And then others end up being narcissist without them realizing that it's because of the trauma and the abuse they experienced it emotionally, not physically. Because what you experience physically, it's okay. You can able to deal with it. But what you experience emotionally and spiritually, it's more damaging to the future.
And was that something that you had to go through as well, where you went through a phase where you were not really yourself, but because of the way that you grew up, it kind of shaped who you were at that time?
Yes, it happens like that. I can't be in a position where I say, no, it didn't happen to me, or what, I've always been this man. No.
Yeah.
At some point, I was also abusive until I took a decision and said to myself and said, this is not the kind of life that I want to lead.
Yeah.
This is not the kind of life that I want to live. And the people around me are always bleeding and crying because of me.
Yeah.
It's either I do it physically or I do it emotionally. So hence, certain things never worked out in my life. Just like my first marriage, it got destroyed because of my abusive trait, where I ended up laying my hands on my first wife.
Mm.
So then my first ex-wife, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
So then that's why it happened and we had to divorce. So it happens that as a person, you get to be abusive when you have experienced abuse.
McDonald, how do you find the light? Because, you know, what we're speaking about now is very important. There's a lot of children, especially in our Black community, that are experiencing a lot of trauma. Yeah, and it takes a lot of time, especially, I think, for a man, it takes a lot of time for him to sit down and come to the realization that says, I am messing up my life and those around me because of what I saw when I was young.
Yeah.
So how do you, one, come to that realization? Because there's a lot of people that are not self-aware.
Yeah.
And how do you find that light again?
What I can say that has helped me, assisted me in the process to find light.
Yeah.
For me, it's when I was doing my theology, because I also went into the church space. I can say it helped me. It healed me. As a spiritualist, being an African spiritualist, and also wanting to understand, to connect more with God, I needed to channel my spirituality through the church, which I felt comfortable with then. And then I went into it. That has helped me. It has healed me. So, and then luckily I had found pastors that understood, that had also went through
the same
similar
thing.
Situation when he was young. And then he didn't get to be judgmental towards me, but he took me upon this journey of life and me understanding myself better as a person and as a man.
Yeah.
So that's where I got to find the light.
Yeah.
So it's not everyone that is fortunate to find the light, but it does happen that one can find light.
Mm.
Even after I found the light, I needed to have my own mechanism of how to move forward. Because one thing for me as an individual, learned that you never heal, you only find a mechanism to move forward.
Yeah. Absolutely. So often do we talk about physical abuse, but I want us to touch on emotional abuse, because I think a lot of us don't really understand when we're being emotionally abused, or if you are emotionally abusing somebody.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. How do I, as a person, realize, one, I might be emotionally abusing my partner, and how do I realize that, no, this is emotional abuse? Because so often do we say, hey, Lona, uyang abuse, but it's kumang ekshaya.
Yes.
We don't understand that there's different types of abuse.
Yes. The way it is, the way it's happening with emotional abuse, it's a tricky one, but one needs to know themselves better.
Yeah.
So that you can know that now I'm being abusive or I'm being abused.
Mm.
You can't always accept the next person coming to you telling you negative words.
Mm-hmm.
When a person tells you negative words or prophesying negative words towards your life, that's abuse itself. Sometimes people are abused by their partners. Sometimes they are abused by their colleagues. Sometimes they are being abused by their relatives.
Yeah.
Because you can't always accept words a person tell you that you are ugly and all those things. So you need to check all these little things that people, even sometimes they say we are joking.
Yeah.
They use words as joking, but those are negative and they are emotional abuse.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Men don't cry. Something that we all grew up with. You know, but that's a way that men hide their emotions. And I think that is one of the things that make a man, so abusive, because there's no other way for me to express myself. I can't cry, because I was told a man doesn't cry. How do we let it known now that if you are a young boy and you are going through something, it is okay to cry?
You know, the thing is that I always put this out there. Whoever said men do not cry was trying to run away from their own trauma.
Sure. Yeah.
Whoever said a man doesn't cry, this fallacy of a man doesn't cry, the person was running away to deal with their own trauma.
Yeah.
And then built a community of people saying, we are men, we are men, we don't cry.
Mm.
Who said you don't cry? If you didn't have to cry, you wouldn't be having tears in the first place.
Mm.
If you didn't have to cry, you wouldn't feel pain.
Mm.
But to show that sometimes you need to release those emotions, that's where you need to cry.
Yeah, sure.
That's how some of us started learning that we can cry.
Yeah.
But also it's important to check who you are crying to. You don't just go around crying to everyone.
Yeah.
Because other people can use it against you when you cry too much.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we've got women who say women don't cry. you know,
whoa.
And
okay.
And they, we get men who then express it to the wrong woman.
Yeah.
How do we talk to the women then and say, you don't tell a man that you don't cry?
You know, that's the thing. This thing became problematic when also men started not being present in their girl children's lives.
Yeah.
You understand? So women never understood what kind of creatures men we are.
Yeah.
That's why now women built this mentality that a man doesn't cry.
Yeah.
A woman that has been raised and groomed properly allows their men to voice out their emotions so that they can build a better home or a better future together, even a better friendship.
Yeah.
So you allow your men to cry. But also as men, we always make mistake of opening up too much to every woman that we meet.
Mm.
Not knowing their intentions, because others come in our life with an exit strategy already. You can't share your problem with such a person because already when they exit your life, it's where you're getting destroyed.
Yeah.
They will go out there in the public and share your problems. And then now you get destroyed as a man. And then you're going to bleed to the next person that you're going to be part of their life.
Sure. McDonald, thank you so much for coming onto the show. We're going to cut it here. Where can people get the book?
Okay, people can get the book through me or Zuki Zaling on this number 0685423297, or they can email brandandmediamanagement@gmail.com.
All right.
Yes, and also on our social media pages, it's Zuki Zaling, mine, then it's McDonald Palmel Mailula. They can just text there and then we will respond.
Thank you so much for coming onto the show, guys. I found out he's from Linyenge. My partner's from Linyenge, so I was screaming.
Thank you so much.
But thank you. Thank you very much for coming onto the show. My absolute favorite song. I heard it just the other day, and I thought, is this Rise FM? It is. It sticks in Babalwa M. It's called Tobela on Rise FM.